Bargain on another program. Goes to show you is the name of the program.
It's true. I'm Lillian.
I'm Emily, and we're here today with our gorgeous friend, Suzanne.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Welcome to Horror Theater.
I love how we were all chatting for a bit before this, and then as soon as the recorders came on, our NPR voices happened.
Right.
It's just natural.
It's a natural human thing. Humans.
It is.
Have adapted to podcasting.
Women naturally lower their voices. That's like the, you know.
To be taken
because
seriously?
Because of society. Or? Because of society. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to put that bass in your voice to be taken seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's a thing that I do with my dog, actually, that Jamie discovered works. Because sometimes, like, you'll call her and you'll be like, Hades, Hades, Hades. And then if you're like, Hades, she is immediately like, what's up?
That's real.
And she comes over.
Yeah.
So, I might try that in my real life.
That's like the dog version of your mom saying your last name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Lillian
terrifying.
McCarthy Showalter, get your little butt out of here.
What?
I don't know.
I wish that was my name. That is so cool. What kind of person would I be? You know?
The good Lord knows.
He does. She does.
Ooh.
Controversial. So I feel like, how do we usually start these? We just say, hey, tell us a little bit
show
about
us your
yourself.
Ghosts.
Show us your tits is how we usually do it. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. She did
and
it.
And we got tits.
Looks amazing.
You look great.
You look great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, who you are.
Let's see. I was born in Massachusetts. There's a lot of ghosts in New England.
Yes. Yes.
And, I was born with a gift. I was touched. They all want to talk to me all the time.
That is so cool. I'm so jealous of your gift. how long have you lived in New York? A long time, right?
Yeah. Like, I moved here in 95.
Okay.
So,
wow, I wasn't even born yet.
Oh my god.
Shut up, Emily. Yes, she was. Don't even. Yes, she was.
I took Lillian's joke.
My joke
that she usually makes.
That I'm 18 years old. Great. So you've seen.
Well, that's how
old
you look, so.
There you go. See, there. That's what she wanted. That's what she wanted.
Okay. Well, podcast over.
Podcast over. We got it. We got the cut.
And that's the soundbite.
I mean, and you look like you could be Lillian's daughter, Emily, so come on.
Wow. You know what? Podcast is over.
It's
now.
A more angry it's podcast over from
extra
Lillian.
Over.
For she's all not of you. Talking about this episode. She means our partnership on this show is over.
Yep, severing ties. LLC is being dissolved, as we
say. Our lawyers are also on the call.
Great. Yeah, they're here. And what do you do for, like, what's your life like?
Well, I was a trapeze artist and performer and teacher. Now I just do fitness classes on Zoom. It's hard to, like, get people hanging upside down by their ankles virtually. We do splits and handstands and, you know, try to keep our wrists and ankles strong for when we can get on the bar together again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
that's
sad good. That we have
yeah,
to,
I actually,
that's our
I think,
new world, but.
I think pretty soon I should be able to have individuals over at my house, if they
cool.
feel comfortable.
Yeah. Suzanne, I mean, I've seen you do some trapeze stuff. It's amazing. I know some people who have taken Suzanne's class and it's great.
Very fun. Very fun.
Right on.
Right on, right on, right on. Because you said you had several stories, right, that you want to talk to us about?
I feel like there's three kind of, like, key ones. The first one, I was probably, like, I'm going to say, like, 4 or 5 is when it started. And my aunt and uncle's house is, like, particularly haunted. Like, you can just smell it from the outside. It's crazy. But there was this presence that would talk to me, and My aunt is like a major collector of things, like weird dolls, bells, like all kinds of weird ass shit.
Oh yeah, so one of those things had a spirit attached.
Probably, naturally. But so I would go into this one room where, like, all along the molding, there were family portraits. Like, everybody had their, like, she had their portraits lining the ceiling. So I would go in there and I would play the bells for my buddy. And they would always be like, "What are you doing in here?" I was like, "Who are you talking to?" And I was like, "Oh, it's my friend." And they were like, "All right, whatever, weirdo." So I'd play the bells. And then it got to the point that, like, if I hadn't been to the house for a long time, they would throw my picture down on the floor. Like, it wouldn't break or anything,
whoa,
but it was just on the floor. And so, and then it was happening a lot, and then my aunt would call my mom and be like, "Can you bring Suzanne over here to play the bells? Because, like, something freaky's going on." So I'd come over and just do, you know, do my thing, and it would calm down. But, like, I would get invited over to the house to, like, chill it out. "Come over to our house for dinner," you know? And they'd be like, "Okay, Suzanne, go play with your friend."
Go appease the fucking ghost in our house.
Yes, because it's freaking us out.
"Why don't you come over for dinner?" And you're like, "Nothing's in the oven." "Okay, why don't you go on into the bell room?"
Yeah.
That's so interesting. So they were obviously all believers, and they were like, "Okay, it's time for the ghost rounds," or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that anyone in my family talks about except for my grandmother. And she would be like, "I know you see them. It's okay. Like, don't ever be scared."
It lasted until I was probably like 8 or 9 maybe. And then it just kind of wasn't happening.
The portrait never
anymore.
Flew down again?
Nope.
Weird.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, seeing your friend, or, like...
No.
How did you communicate with them?
Just, like,
was
telepathically.
Was it a he or a she?
Like, no. No gender. Just, like, pure energy.
Wow.
And I think it was another child. That's the only thing I can say. Like, definitely not a gender, but, like, we were the same, kind of.
Hmm.
Interesting.
But, yeah, no, there was no voice or sound. It was just, like, complete, like, clearly I was talking to them, but, like, I don't remember, like, hearing a voice or whatever. We were just interacting, and that's how I knew how to do it.
Interesting.
Do you think, did this entity, like, tell you to play the bells or ask you to, or?
Sometimes. Because I think I just was doing it intuitively, and then they would ask me to do it. Be like, you know.
I like that.
Like, play these ones. I like the red one, you know? Or, like, because she had, like, all these different colored glass bells and, like, ceramic ones, like, metal, like, all just, like, millions of bells. And that was, like, my first experience with that. So I felt like that was a good place to start.
Yeah, I'm imagagining your, like, it's your aunt, right?
Yeah, my mom's sister.
Your mom's
it's
sister.
Her house. Yeah.
Her house just is, like, the Addams Family house, and they're like, "Yeah, we gotta get the, you know, the little ghoul over to do, you know," because it sounds such an accepting household of unexplained things.
I mean, there were so, the house is huge, but it's only still just my uncle and she. Like, they never had kids or anything, but, like, just, like, rooms of, like, weird stuff.
Wow.
Like there's one room of, like, vintage exercise equipment, you know, like those things that, like, vibrate, like the strap to, like, make your waist thin, and, like, weird exercise bikes, and, like, all, but, like, set up, like, very curated. Like, it's like a museum in there.
Wow.
And the doll room is
Oof.
Yeah.
It's a no from me.
Yeah. And then there's a room that's got just, like, filled with costume jewelry and hats and, like, all, you know, so it was, like, really fun place to play dress up at.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, just a massive house of, like,
horrors.
Weird closets and, yeah.
Just kidding.
I want to go there so bad.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It's, like, weird shag rug and just, like, yeah, it's very weird.
That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it's not just the two of them, to be honest. So... No. From what I'm hearing.
Room for more.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your second story?
Oh, and here. I'm going to get a prop.
Okay. We love a visual prop on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll describe it. It's a little treat just for me and Lillian. Emily and Lillian get a little prop as a treat. Okay.
So, yes. That's my dad.
Aww.
So cute.
Little bow tie and a crew cut. Very cute.
But, like, we look exactly
angelic
alike.
Face. You do look exactly alike.
It's freaky, right? So, I don't know how to describe it. All right, I'm just going to go for it. So, my dad was a total trickster, welder, complete maniac. Like, for, like, my birthdays and holidays, he would fill up a balloon with acetylene, wrap it in newspaper, light it, like, the newspaper, like a wick, and it would just make this massive explosion.
Oh, my
God. You know,
God.
To the point, like...
That's funny.
He had to stop because it did break a window in the house one time.
Sure.
My mom was pretty pissed, but total trickster. It makes complete sense to me that he's like still with me now. He hides shit from me all the time. He does it to me and my grandma. You know, your glasses, your keys, your phone, whatever you need at that moment. And Ryan's seen it happen. I'm like, I put it down right there. Like, I gotta go. And I'll just be like, Dad, I gotta go. I don't have time for this shit right now. Or sometimes I'll play the game, whatever. But, like, and I turn around, and it's right there.
Wow.
He takes it, he hides it, and then he's like, all right, here you go.
How long has this been happening?
Since I was 12.
Wow. Is that when he passed away, when you were 12?
Yeah, yeah. But it was really weird. Like, my grandmother was the one, again, who brought it up, and she was like, how you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, I didn't have language to talk about grief or anything like that when I was a kid, but she was like, does he hide things from you? And I was like, yeah, like weird stuff. Like, you know, like a toy or like a trinket or, you know, a tchotchke, something, you know, like I didn't have a phone or like keys or anything like that when I was a kid, but like just the important things that were important to me, they would just vanish and then reappear.
Interesting.
But the craziest thing was probably like, I'm going to say like 3 or 4 months after he passed away. My mom and sister were super tight. I was dad's kid and my sister is mom's kid. And so they were like attached at the hip. She's younger than I am and was completely traumatized and was like, if they can, he can disappear, so can mom. Like, cannot let her out of my sight. Like,
yeah.
My mom would, like, go to school with her and sit in the back of the classroom and shit, like, because my sister would not go anywhere without her. It was crazy. But anyway, so I spent a lot of time by myself. You know, they would go out and do stuff, go visiting or go get dinner or grocery shop or whatever. I wanted nothing to do with it. And when I was home alone, the phone would ring over and over and over again. I pick it up, nobody there. Pick it up, nobody there. And to the point, like, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it was getting scary. And then I just got this really strong wave, this feeling. And I was like, oh, my God, it's him. And I was like, Dad, if this is you, you got to stop because you're really scaring me bad. But I do need a sign that it's you. And then just the portable phone in my parents' bedroom rang. And rang and rang and rang and rang, and then just stopped. But not the other phones in the house, just that one.
Right.
And I was like, okay, it's you. Don't do this a lot,
but hey.
You can from time to time.
Yeah.
And, hi. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Let's keep talking. Yeah.
How old were you? Just like right
yeah,
after?
Yeah, I was 12 because he...
Okay.
Yeah, I turned 12 and... November, and then he passed away that February, so this was probably like in the springtime.
Got it. Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, periodically I get like a couple of rings here and there, but oftentimes from that moment on it was just the portable phone in the bedroom.
Wow.
Interesting. It's interesting to me because I feel like sometimes... Because I feel like it's different when a child experiences it. Because, like, when you're an adult, sometimes you're, like, you're looking for anything. Like, the grief just hits you so differently. But for a child to make that connection to me seems, like, almost more significant, almost. Because you're not, like, I don't know. It's you're just, like, more purely experiencing things or something. I don't know.
I mean, I mean, it started happening to me at such, like, a young age. I feel like I was just attuned to it, you know, and, like, not looking for it. It was just there. It was just a part of my universe, is this other side of, like, energy and electricity and just, another realm, like, another dimension, kind of.
Yeah, at that time, you've already had this experience with your friend at your aunt's house, and so you're already aware that you're tuned into this other thing.
I don't know if it was an awareness. It's like smelling or tasting or seeing. It's just like this other level of like feeling or sensation.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know else to describe it other than the sixth sense.
Did you tell your mom about it? Did you tell your family?
I didn't tell my mom for a while because she's so emotional and I didn't think she could handle it. You know, she was just a shell of a person, you know?
Sure.
You know, she and my sister played a lot of video games, you know, I was like, had to kind of like take care of the house a little bit and like, you know, be like, mom, I think we should call a plumber because like, there's a problem over here. Like, you know, just like, just household management kind of stuff. I was like really, you know, very protective of her and also just trying to
Keep it together,
exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever told her?
I don't know if I ever did tell her about the phone. Maybe I did. I must have at some point. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, Dad used to call me all the time when you guys would, like, go out on the town.
Yeah.
Did he ever call you when I wasn't home?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I kind of love the idea that he called you when they were out by them, you know, when they were out together, because he was like, they kind of have each other, and you know, and I'm still here for you. You're alone here, but you're not alone. I'm here with you.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe in that strongly as well.
For sure. You're hitting all the marks here of like age, you know, progression or whatever. What was your next experience?
So then, I got a scholarship to this weird boarding school, and I was, you know. Believe
sounds like
not.
The way a lot of horror series start. I can just picture you with your little bags just outside of like a...
I mean, and I think I told you guys about this place. It's called Deerfield Academy.
Yes.
And in the 1700s, there was this massacre. Basically, all the indigenous people in the middle of the night came and attacked this little village. And killed just about everyone in the village. And, like, the museum there is so cool because they've got, like, doors with, like, hatchets in them. It's, like,
whoa.
So hokey, but it's, like, real. Like, everything around there is named, like, Bloody Brook or, like, you know, Murder
Lane.
It's
got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, Bloody Brook.
They deserved it Avenue, you know, whatever. In my opinion, but yeah.
Had it come in Avenue.
Exactly. Shouldn't have been fucking assholes, you know,
Learn how to play nice lane.
Exactly.
Trail of Tears, how about Trail of You're Fucking Dead Now?
Whoa. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, we got it.
Okay. Oh my God. So that place is fucking so haunted. It's crazy.
Wait, how did you get the scholarship? Just by being smart?
I had good grades, even though I was like a bad student. Like, you know, like in public school, it was just like, this is way too easy. And like, I just started goofing off and they were like, how are you still getting straight A's? And I was an artist. I was a painter and I was a really good athlete. And I had a single mom and was
the whole
poor.
Package.
Yeah, we were a poor, poor little white lady. Because all the kids, I mean, like, there was one of my dorm mates was like, her parents were the CEOs of like whatever Absolute Vodka is or whatever. And she would like get her dad's secretary to like mail her booze and shit.
Wow, that's BA, badass.
Yeah, She was a good friend to have. Yeah, Melanie Corcoran, who's like, you know, the heiress to the Corcoran whatever.
Real estate, right?
Yeah. And then I watched the Prince of Jordan take the oath, the king's oath, like over the phone while like, the Gulf War was happening. Like,
damn.
It's like this place was
elite. Insane.
Like, the, yeah, like. Johnson & Johnson, like, heiress, like, had her birthday party at Busch Gardens.
Wow,
you know, like,
all
just
the biggest
for she and her
criminals,
friends.
The biggest yeah. kids of criminals.
Yeah, for
I'm
real.
I'm speaking specifically Johnson & Johnson, but, yeah.
Yeah. It is a who's who of blood money. For real.
Incredible. And,
yeah, super weird. So, yeah, imagine me there. I'm just like...
And at the site of a bloody massacre.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
I think not.
Hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this massacre happened on February 29th. So every leap year, you know, inevitably a student there is going to, you know, get at least 1 year where it's the anniversary, and they let you, like, walk around campus. You get to stay up all night and look for ghosts.
Wow.
I never saw one that night. You know, and it only happened one time while I was there because I got the hell out of there as soon as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But... this freakiest thing that ever, you know, there was lots of presences and, like, you know, dark corners and stuff like that. Like, you know, all the buildings are, not all of them, but there's some modern ones, but most of them are old, like heritage buildings. And one of the dormitories that I was in, I think it was my second year there, it overlooked one of the older cemeteries. Everybody that lived on that side of the building always kept their shades drawn because they were freaked out. But anyway, my friend Melanie Corcoran, was at the end of the hallway. Like, we had study period or something, like after lunch or whatever. And I walked upstairs to the second floor to my hall. And as I entered the hall, Melanie stuck her head out of her door at the end of the other hall. And she was like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "Nothing." And then all of a sudden, this huge blast of wind came. I saw Melanie get slammed against the wall.
Oh, my God.
And then the wind kept coming at me. And then I got shoved against the other side of the wall. And then it just stopped.
Whoa.
And we were just like, "What the fuck was that?" Like, I, like, felt physicality, like... like in the middle of the day, it was like 2 p.m. It was so crazy.
Jesus Christ.
But that's the most dramatic thing I've ever experienced, for sure. I mean, and in terms of, like, feeling it, seeing it, and two people experiencing it and being like, what? Like, we are not on LSD.
Right. Wow. Was there a feeling
really scary.
Other than, like, the physical? Like, it was, like, or...
There was wind... And, like, but I didn't, again, neither one of us saw anything. Like, we didn't see light or, like, anything like that. It was just...
Did you feel any energy? Any, like, bad energy or scary energy?
It's really hard to say because it happened so fast.
Yeah.
And it was so... It was just, like, something was moving through quickly.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. What did your friend think about it?
She started crying. She was freaking out. Mm-hmm. And I started laughing. Because when something weird like that happens and it makes somebody cry, it makes me laugh. I don't know. It's so mean. It's not mean, but it's just like...
No, it's just like a nervous response. It's like laughing at a funeral, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guilty.
I'm the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. You know, the classic lyric. Yeah.
You all know that classic
dance
song band. Dance.
Yeah. It's from that song.
Oh, that is that song.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So when she peeked her head out and was like, "What's happening?" It's because she had already felt the wind or something?
I don't know. I asked her, I was like, why did you come out of your room? And she was like, "I don't know." Like, and I was like, "Did you hear something? Like, did you like, and what are you doing?" Like, it was really weird. Yeah,
wow.
She had no explanation.
Dang.
Because I just thought, I figured maybe there was, like, a loud sound or like a door slammed or like something, but she was like, I don't know why I did that.
Damn. Yeah, she just like felt something and it's like something's happening.
But maybe it was like coming to get her, and like because I arrived, maybe I saved her life.
You did. You saved her life that day. I'm going
to
say
it's
it.
Safe to say you definitely saved her life.
That's crazy. That is so fucking nuts. Was that your last year there?
No, that was my junior year.
Dang.
Yeah.
And yeah, nothing like that ever happened again?
No, not to that degree. I mean, definitely like noises, like weird temperature changes, and just knowing like there's someone else here. Like, especially in the stacks in the library.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Spooky.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, New England winter is like grade A spook town. It's like,
yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, in 4 years, we should make a trip up there.
Yeah.
I know. I remember the last leap year, you were like, there's this haunted place that I went to school, and leap year's coming up, and... It didn't work out, but yes, I would love to do that. I would love to go there for leap year. That would be great. And this podcast will be, I mean,
by
already
that time,
optioned into a television show at that
honestly,
point.
Honestly.
So.
Yes.
Honestly. So we'll go to Stolen Land and see some ghosts.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
You guys will have like a laminated, like wrapped tour bus and shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be laminated.
Like, yep. It'll be like Loretta Lynn, but it'll be like ghosts to show you on the side.
Yes.
It's going to be sick.
Did she have a tour bus like that?
Mm-hmm.
Love
they all did back then. I know. God bless all those ladies.
Jamie one time did a tour where they had a whole wrapped bus that said Run the Jewels, and then he was like, wait, I didn't okay this. I don't want people knowing that I'm on this bus all the time.
Right.
And he made the openers use that bus, and they had the nondescript bus.
Nice.
So
you got to have privacy.
Bait and switch. Yeah.
Yeah, the old bait and switch. Randos coming off the bus, they're like, who is that? Anyway, yeah. Fuck. Those are all crazy. Those are all like special, unique brands of haunting. You've got the sinister, you've got the like friendly, you know, child spirit. And then you've got the loved one that's reassuring you. That's so lovely.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask if you, on a day-to-day basis, like, lately, if you've experienced anything or, you know, in your adult life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's always something around. And you know what's really the weirdest thing is that, you know, I just recently moved. So, like, behind this wall is my old apartment. It was never anything in there. Never. I never felt anything for 13 years. Since we've been here, it's not much when Ryan is here, but if he's outside or not at home, somebody's looking over my shoulder.
Oh, dang. Boy.
And it really, I'm just kind of like, we're cool. But yeah, like I'll be washing dishes or whatever and catch something out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, oh, hey. Hey, what's up? We cool? We cool.
We good?
We
Do
cool.
we have a problem here?
Yeah.
I love the idea of thinking that, like, you were living next door to this spirit, and the spirit was, like, basically, like, a grumbly, like, passive-aggressive neighbor, potentially. And then you moved into your grumbly, passive-aggressive neighbor's apartment, and they're like, oh, hell no. And then, but they're still being passive-aggressive. They're just, like,
bitch,
skulking.
I had to listen to you through the wall for 13 years. Now you're in my house? Fuck this.
Have you done anything, like, saged the place or, like,
Yeah, I do, like, a regular... I've got, like, some energy candles, and I do, like, the Palo Santo, and what's the... I really like pinyon. And then I do, like, a regular cleanse with hinoki oil.
Cool.
Like, I just... Oh, my God, and it makes the house smell amazing and so fresh, too.
Cool.
I highly recommend. It's like a Japanese cypress tree.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hinoki is so awesome. You just put, like, 4 or 5 drops in an atomizer, you know, with distilled water, and so nice.
Cool.
Yeah, I spray my sheets with it, and yeah.
Hot tip.
Hey.
Cool. Yeah.
Gotta share.
Yeah.
My last question is, has Ryan seen anything in there?
I don't believe so, but Ryan is in, he operates in another different realm. He's more like kind of like psycho pump, like newly deceased energy. That's kind of like more his realm.
He's in like, tune with more newly deceased energy?
Yes, yeah, and like helps them like with safe passage.
Whoa.
Do you have like a good story about that or like an example of him doing that?
I don't know if it's mine to share.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We'll get him in the hot seat next.
Yeah.
Him in the misty totally. Ghost seat.
Yeah.
Right? That'd be awesome.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I love all of those stories, and I'm excited to visit the site of a massacre with you. Yes. One day.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be on the leap year, you know? I mean, like I said, that one time was the only time I didn't see shit. I was like, yeah, of course they're hiding out. Like, they know everybody's looking for them.
Yeah. Like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Right. Anniversary. Yeah.
It's like those in the know that Halloween's not really the time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the 364 other days.
Yes. It's my witch laugh.
Ain't no show ponies.
Right. 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 Let them go.
They're like cats.
Yeah.
Great. Right. Well, that's the pod.
That's the podcast. You
awesome.
Did it.
You did it.
Thank you, guys.
It was so great.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on, Suzanne.
My pleasure. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Ghost to Show You is created by Lillian Devane and me, Emily Panic. Editing and production is by me. Our original artwork is by Paco Park, and our theme song is by LP. If you have a true ghost story that you'd like to share, you can email us at ghosts2showyou@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at ghosttoshowyou. If you like the podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, and tell your mom about it. She might like it. Thanks for listening. See you next time.